None but the hungry heart. 7:14. The march of time. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37, verse 7. The difference between knowing the Lord Jesus as Saviour and knowing him as life is the better part of a lifetime, even for the hungriest of hearts. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. In receiving the word of God by faith, there is first light, then exercise of conscience, third, prayer, you are cast on God, fourth, the work of the Spirit to lead you into it. Not one of us is beyond the work of the Spirit in us. Many think, because they have the light of a truth, that they are in the power and reality of it. No, you may have all the Bible, have much light, but there is no growth beyond the measure of the Spirit's work in us. Conception of a truth is one thing, and execution is quite another. Grace may have furnished you with a true conception, but you must wait on the Lord to carry it out by his Spirit. The working out of a true conception is the real discipline. Do not be discouraged because you may not carry out your purpose at once. God will carry it out, but you must keep in the place where you will be preserved in the circle of his interests. Moses had to wait 40 years to carry out his purpose, which was a right one, though in the first flush, the flesh sought to carry it out. But in the Lord's time, how fully every purpose of his heart was met, all the way to the Mount of Transfiguration. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. Hosea 6, verse 3.